Guys, we're back with our favorite sponsors. You know we love talking about them. We're going to be talking about them every single week because we in love with SeatGeek.
SeatGeek, baby. Number one rated ticketing app on the App Store.
Wow, you say that so good, man.
All right, 70,000 live events daily.
28 million downloads. All right. SeatGeek don't play. You guys know it. Who are we going to go see at when we use SeatGeek, bro? Well, tell them.
First of all, I'm like kind of disappointed that I didn't use it yesterday when Shohei Ohtani from the Dodgers hit his first home run. As being a Dodger, I should have used SeatGeek, but you should use SeatGeek.
I did use SeatGeek yesterday.
Did you do the whole green dot means good, red dot means eh?
Yeah, I did use that. It's one of their best features. It makes the app is so easy to use. It's so user friendly. That's why I'm always on SeatGeek. And you know what?
Best prices.
My favorite thing is that if you use the code LAPLATICA, you get $20 off your first ticketed purchase, which is crazy. Talk about a deal. You know what I mean? Dodger tickets ain't cheap, all right? Make sure you use those $20 off your first purchase using the code La Platica.
That's a challenge. We already told you. If you guys see us at the Dodger game.
And that's on Chela.
That's on Chela. If you ever see us at any event and you show us that you use SeatGeek, we got drinks on us, baby. Drinks on us.
Hey, and we've already done it. This has already been used.
Yes.
And so, you know, take us for our word because we out here slanging drinks.
And I just bought Pepe Aguilar tickets too. And I saw him as well.
Wow. Did you use SeatGeek?
Of course I just use SeatGeek.
Just making sure. Who else? Who else can you catch on SeatGeek, bro? Tell the people.
Bad Bunny.
Okay.
Peso Pluma.
Uh-huh.
Javi.
Right.
And not only musical events, theatrical events, sporting events.
Don't forget about Drake.
And Drake.
Drake's on SeatGeek. Didn't even notice. Anyways, guys, hope you guys enjoyed this episode. Of course, don't forget to download SeatGeek if you haven't already, which I know you guys have.
Oh, yeah.
And yeah, we'll see you guys in
1, 2, 3.
Right now.
Quiet on set. La Platica, roll one, scene one, I guess. Take one, episode 137 or 138, I forgot. Let's go.
What would you rate that slate, Matt?
10 out of 10.
10 out of 10, 10 out of 10. Okay.
Let's go.
First time ever slating. Okay, let's go.
Call me Kelly Slater.
You did a good job, bro. You got the technique. A lot of people think it's like on the arm. It's all on the wrist, actually. It's here, right?
Is that what I did?
And you were here. You executed.
Is that what I did?
You executed, my dude. You executed.
Thank you, Jahi.
You're good, man.
Welcome, everybody, to La Platica, episode 130-something.
Yeah, yeah.
We are your hosts.
Come on.
La Platica, guys. La Platica is brought to you by our friends over at SeatGeek.
Come on, nail it.
Number one rated ticketing app on the App Store.
Yes. Wait, was that right?
Yeah, it was. Thank you, SeatGeek, for sponsoring the videos. We love you guys. I am your host, Sebastian Robles. Across the street from me is your other super hunky host.
Come on, man.
The Josh Leyva.
The, don't forget the D.
And yes. Hashtag Mondays don't suck.
Not no more.
Number one.
We here.
The number one rated app podcast on the store,
on
YouTube.
On the store of app stores.
According to Google.
The toilet stores.
And yes, it is just Josh and myself today. And Big Matt in the building in
this,
the back.
This is actually one of our first episodes we've done without Jess. Jess, if you're watching right now, what's up, girl? We miss you. I smell the testosterone in the room right now.
Jess not being here, there's more of an echo.
Is there? Does she calm the echo down?
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah.
She is our echo, but now we're creating the echo. But we need her echo to echo across our echoverse.
Ooh.
You get what I'm saying?
The echoverse. Welcome, everybody. Hope you guys are having an amazing day. Hope you guys have an amazing week. Once again, it's just Josh and myself today, and we got Big Matt in the back.
Big Matt! There's been a lot of doom and gloom going around lately. Mm-hmm. Have you felt that? I feel like we're from LA, right? Normally, LA is known for the weather being money, right? It's pretty consistent year-round. Sure, we get a little bit of rain, but this year, bro...
It's insane.
The weather, there's like hail, there's like earthquakes happening. It's just a lot going on.
Three words. Over it.
Yeah, same. Dude, recently in New York, got hit with an earthquake. I was like, welcome to our world, baby.
Well, on some Dr. Strange, it's today. So it got hit today in the morning.
It did?
Yeah, it was today. The New York earthquake was today.
On Monday?
Dr. Strange. Yeah, so I guess if we talk Monday wise.
So it got hit Friday. It got hit
Friday.
Yes, 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 yes.
And yeah, it was, I think, a 4.8 or a 4.9, something like that.
Yeah, here's the thing, bro. That's okay. Look, I get it. They don't really get the earthquakes. But look, let me tell you something. I'm born and raised in Cali, my boy. Okay, I'll be riding them hoes. I'll be looking forward to the next earthquake. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's funny. Like now, us, like we see an earthquake and like, let's not be like this because, like, cuando pega uno duro, know, what scary. Are we going to do? You know, like that shit is mad scary. But they got rocked with almost a 5.0 earthquake today,
which that, ain't no walk in the park either.
That's what I was about to say. It's that's not a little one, bro. Nah. The ones that we feel over here in Southern California, they're normally like 2.0 algo, 3.0, maybe
they hit threes.
A three is kind of like okay, cool.
Yeah,
bro. It was almost a 5, and in New York, for people that don't like people in the East Coast like that, who don't witness earthquakes like that, mm-hmm. they must have been shook.
Yeah, no pun intended, or pun intended, however you want to take the.
No pun intended. Yeah,
yeah, but on top of that, it's like buildings, bro. It's like buildings everywhere. It's a concrete jungle.
And the thing about New York, and just like most states, a lot of buildings over there are like pre-war buildings.
What's your approach, your tactic? When it comes to earthquakes, are you the guy that goes between the door frames? Are
well,
you
the guy that runs out?
Are you the guy that shits himself? Like, who are you?
The first thing I do is this. Ah!
I go like this. Earthquake! Yeah. Earthquake!
The first thing I do is, whoa! And then that lasts for 2 seconds.
And then I check Twitter.
And then I live with somebody.
Yeah.
I live with my wife. And
congratulations.
And I go check on her first.
Oh, oh.
I go, Karen, where you at? Where you at? You know? But like, yeah, most of the time I do that.
My favorite is we've gone through a good amount of earthquakes. Yeah, you go in between the door frames.
I go in between the door frames immediately. Yeah.
Fucking hold it down.
I have a really strong, you've been to my house, you know the formal living room?
Yeah.
Or the formal dining room? Yeah. That's a strong ass table.
Mm-hmm.
I told Karen, if you can go underneath there, mm-hmm. go underneath there. If not, go like that in the middle of the, what are they called? Door frames?
Door frames, yeah.
Yeah. What do you guys do, by the way? But yeah,
continue. Yeah, that's a good question. I'm curious because I've done everything, right? I've gone under my bed. I've gone on between the door frames. I've like gone out of the house. Like I've been in multiple situations.
You fit under your bed?
Barely. You know what I mean? That ass is fat.
I don't
you know
see that.
It's just ass hanging out. You know what I'm saying?
Matt,
it's
like, you think this guy really fits under his bed? No, right?
It's just my head and my ass.
There's no way you fit
out.
Under a fucking bed.
It's like, get under the bed.
It's just your lower back and your head in there. The rest is just out.
Just
two cheeks.
Just cheeked up. Earthquaked out. Man, you lost my train of thought, man. Earthquakes, blah, blah, blah. They happen. They're scary. Oh, I like it when there's moments where like, and I'm sure you've been in a situation where you feel an earthquake and you're with somebody else in the house, but you guys are in different parts of the mm-hmm. house. And they're like, oh shit. And then you go, you're like, did you feel that?
Yeah.
Like, what are you talking about? Yeah. And they're like, they don't feel it. Some people just don't feel them depending on where they're at.
If I'm asleep, I'm not feeling shit.
Yeah. And they're like, there was an earthquake. You didn't feel it? You didn't feel it? I'm like,
yeah.
I'm feeling nice.
For those who don't know, most of the time, when there's an earthquake, there's something called an aftershock.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know that New York also got an aftershock, which was, I think, 4? Wow, that's a pretty big aftershock.
Yeah, that's pretty big.
So, yeah, I think it's kind of scary because, like, I'm pretty sure people are well-educated on earthquakes and aftershocks. So imagine never really feeling an earthquake.
Okay.
You feel it. Then you feel an aftershock.
Oh, my God.
What are you going to think? Something's going to happen after, right? You're like, oh, shit, we're doomed today. You know what I mean?
It's not stopping.
Yeah, but, like, all jokes aside, like, you guys should really, like, I hope everybody was safe, to
be
honest.
For sure, for sure. And, dude, like, I mean, there's, like, crazy earthquakes. Like, I know, like, Japan gets hit with, like, crazy ones, right?
Oh, my God, yeah.
Like, 8.0s, 9.0s. I could be wrong on that. But, like, yeah, they have some, like, insane ones.
Yeah.
And then, living in California, we've always been scared of the big one. They always talk about this big earthquake that's coming and it's going to split California in half.
Yeah, the San Andreas fault.
Yo, that used to terrify me. You know, there was like two things I was scared of as a kid.
It still terrifies me.
Yeah, I do. Me too. But that one and then like quicksand. I used to be scared of quicksand.
Yeah.
I used to think about it all the time. Like, where is this quicksand at?
Where do you find quicksand?
I don't know if it's real.
It has to be. It is real.
I don't think it's as real as we think it is in that sense. I think it is like there's probably sand that sucks you, but not like, and then you can never get out. Or maybe there is. I don't know. But
I don't know either.
Scary much.
They say that if you ever do encounter quicksand, to remain calm and slowly get out,
like
slither your ass out of there.
Yeah.
Because the more you move, the quicker you sand.
Nice. There's sometimes you're good and then sometimes you're really good.
I hope everybody's safe out there. All my
New Yorkians.
New Yorkians.
Yeah.
And I'm actually going to New York on Wednesday.
I know. Yeah. So that's crazy.
What, that I'm going to New York?
Yeah, you missed the quake.
Yeah, bro. I feel like I should have been there just to kind of like help like out. You and were guide like
regulating the situation,
make everybody like, relax.
Dude, you would have been like such a hero.
Yeah.
Imagine if you were just so cool, worn a calm, cape. The collective.
I would have worn a cape.
Yeah. Yeah. Like everybody's like frantic. You're just like poised, bro. Yeah. You're just like, I am the earthquake.
Super fool.
Yeah. Dude, like I just expect you to be so calming in that situation. Like, hey, it's going to be fine. Yeah. Like, you're going to be okay. You know, wait, there's going to be an aftershock right about there. It is.
There it is.
There it is. You know what I mean?
Here. Move with me. Move with it.
What's crazy.
No, they're scary though. You could actually sometimes, most of the time, sorry to interrupt you, Josh Leva. Most of the times when I feel an earthquake, I can actually hear an earthquake. There's a little bit of vibration that happens. It's like, you've never heard that?
Yeah, but I just thought that was like rattling of.
Well,
like
it might the be the house yeah, and yeah, shit like that, but yeah. Like there's vibrations going on.
Have you ever seen like the concrete do this?
No, that's insane. Damn. That's scary, bro.
Like the floor moves and stuff like that. Yeah, it's pretty intense. Going back to everything just kind of being doomy and gloomy, I feel like there's always, people are always talking about the end of the times, the end of the world. There's always shit like that going on. But I feel like right now, because of like social media and like TikTok and stuff, there's so much people just trying to get your attention because they like bring up all the highlights of everything that's going bad in the world, right?
Yeah.
And now they attach things like the eclipse that's happening. Is that today? Is the eclipse happening today?
The eclipse is today. Yeah, today.
Yeah. So
I love that shit, bro.
But they're tying it with like, this is supposed to be like one of the longest eclipses we've had in
it's
like
about
God
4 minutes
long,
and some change,
which is wild, bro.
Yeah,
which is wild.
The last solar eclipse that we were able to see, somewhat was around 2 minutes, and that was in 2017.
Yeah. So this one for us in California, we're going to get like a partial eclipse. Like we're not going to see it completely.
Yeah.
But there's a bunch of places that are going to see it. I'm like really jealous about that.
Yeah. So basically what a partial eclipse is you'll see the sun. No, you'll see the moon go over the sun or the sun go over the moon or
the moon go over the sun.
The moon. The moon. Right. Because obviously because it's closer to Earth NATO.
Yes, exactly.
Right?
Yeah.
So here's the sun, guys. So we're going to see a partial one. So it's like, it's not going to completely
there you go.
Go over then again. The sun.
Yeah.
It's just like, it's just going to kind of like
pass by it,
but it'll still like almost, it's going to be a solar eclipse.
Yeah.
You're just not going to see it perfectly aligned to the sun like in other. Matt's just laughing like, God, these guys are idiots. It's just not going to perfectly pass by perfectly.
Well, it is in certain places.
In certain places, for example, I think like
I'm sorry, it is going to do it regardless, but certain places are going to be able to witness it as perfectly, a perfect eclipse.
Yeah, which I'm super jealous about.
I know. And you have to wear, or you don't have to, but they suggest you should wear like, you know, protective eyewear because people get seriously like,
I wouldn't even say polarized eyewear. There's a certain thing that cancels out.
There's like goggles or something.
It kind of cancels out what hurts.
Yeah.
And you're able to see it, but it's a fascinating thing. I think what everybody should do back at home, you know, we're always stuck in this world of social media, entertainment, pop culture. You know, we have things that we always worry about that honestly don't really matter. Go outside and really enjoy this. This masterpiece of what the solar system has to offer us, and it's free. You know what I mean? Like, open your eyes.
Dude, shut up. I think your braids are a little too tight, G.
Oh, are you going to call me out now?
Damn, bro. You're over here philosophical, miracophical. You get some braids. You think you're over
here? I'm just saying, like, bro, like, we should really appreciate this fucking... even say we do live in a bubble, right? Okay. Like, even say you do live in a bubble.
Uh-huh.
At least they gave us a solar eclipse in our bubble, bro, that we can appreciate.
Damn, in the simulation that we live in?
Yeah, at least they were like, up. You know what? Hook these fools up this week. You know?
Spice shit up.
Yeah,
in here.
Like, it's
New York earthquake, boom.
Yeah, it's honestly beautiful. It's a beautiful thing, and I can't wait to see it. That's what we should do. Why don't we do a solar eclipse party?
My house. Bro. All right. Right.
It's gonna look insane.
It is gonna be insane. But
honestly, I don't even care if it's like partial I just want to see it.
So the way we're gonna see the solar eclipse, it's almost like the moon, like almost like a, like if you think about a moon, like you know how there's not always a full moon, Like the moon comes in like phases. And like one of my favorite phases of the moon, I don't exactly, the crest of the moon. You remember Angels in the Outfield?
Of course.
When they're like looking out into the moon and then like the moon shape of the time, yeah, he said that's God's thumbnail because it's only like the half part of it. That's the kind of eclipse we're going to see.
Yeah.
We're going to see God's thumbnail in the sun, in the sun version though versus the moon version of
it. Yeah. Yeah. Do you know when the next solar eclipse is going to be?
Like, I feel like every time there's a solar eclipse, they're like, there will never be another one until 1840,000.
And then there's just another one
like randomly. And I'm like, I thought this was going to be like another six.
Bro, I think solar eclipse come like right after World Cups or right before World Cups.
You kind of sound like the guy from when you go on a California Adventure. They're like, okay, let's strap on. You know what I'm talking about? He's like, okay, got my, don't forget these beauties. And it's like the Mickey Mouse hat.
Oh, you're talking about soaring?
Yeah.
I hate that guy, but I love him.
I love him, bro.
But no, but like, bro, it's almost torture when you're waiting at Soaring in California Adventure.
Which, by the way, is super underrated ride. I love Soaring,
it's the
bro.
Best ride.
Bro, people give me shit about all the time. I love Soaring, dude. And then the feet dangling, and I'm like this. I'm like...
I get pissed if I don't get some dangling feet, bro.
I get pissed if I'm in the bottom. Uh-huh. Yes.
That shit is whack.
Whack, bro.
I'll wait in line again. I don't care if I have a fast pass. Yeah, I don't care.
Exactly. I'm running it back.
Right there, cadets.
Yeah.
Welcome to Soarin', California.
I love that guy,
Make
bro.
Sure to buckle up. It's insane. Okay, so maybe people don't know about this. Maybe I'm too old, but... California Adventure, when it first started, there used to be an attraction called the Maliboomer.
Maliboomer?
Yeah, and it was kind of like a Supreme Scream. You don't remember the Maliboomer?
Explain. Oh my gosh, yeah. I do remember that. It was next to Screamin', to the right.
Yeah, to the right. Bro. Now it's right in front of that orange with the swings.
Yeah.
It was right in front of that. Yes, I don't know what they have there now.
It's Inside Out.
It's Inside Out? Inside Out.
Yeah.
Oh. Oh, yeah, you're right. Oh. But it used to be the Maliboomer.
That's what it was called?
Yeah, and I remember, because I remember waiting in line.
It shoots up.
I remember waiting in line, and the first thing it would say is like, hey, guys, welcome to the Maliboomer. That's all I remember.
Bro, I wish that Disney would hit us up so we can be one of those like announcers for like a pre-ride.
What ride would you do?
I would do...
Like they give you like, you can do any ride. You can be the voiceover.
I would do Space Mountain. That should be our shit.
And it needs an upgrade.
It does need an upgrade.
It needs a V. Josh Leva to be right in... Talking just like that.
I need you.
Welcome to Space Mountain.
Y'all ready to ride some stars, you bitches?
Y'all ready to see nothing because it's dark as shit in there?
Y'all gonna be blind,
bro.
Today.
First of all, like Space Mountain, y'all did all that for what? It looks like I got my eyes closed. I don't know if I have my eyes open or closing that
first
fucking
of all,
ride.
I love Space Mountain.
Yeah, me too.
Just the way it is.
I don't know. It needs some lasers or something, bro.
No,
that
dude.
Motherfucker is dark as shit.
I love it, dude.
I don't even know why they call it Space Mountain. They should call it Shadow Mountain.
It's like I'm closing my eyes. I love that ride, bro.
No, I do too.
Yeah.
I do too.
Have you been to the one in Disney World where you're riding a single rider? Or is that the way it is in...
No, Disney World, I think, has a Space Mountain and it's way better.
It's single rider.
Way
like,
more...
Like, not single rider, but like you're one and one and one. Like you're
way more lasers.
Is that how it is at Disneyland, by the way? Or are you with two?
No, you're with like four people.
No.
Yeah.
It's two max. It's two
Matt,
max.
At Space Mountain in Disneyland here in California,
it's
there's
two.
Like
you're
four.
To someone, but then you have your
yeah, you're in a cart, but just of two. In Disney World, it's just your one, almost like a log ride. Yeah. You're thinking about Indiana Jones, fool.
Nah,
which is another great ride.
It's another great ride that needs a lot of updates.
Yo,
because
you didn't respect snake, Mickey
the
Mouse.
The snake
G.
don't even... Bro, I've been to Disneyland so many times. The snake don't even work at Indiana Jones no more.
Yeah, but there's something
the snake used to go like this.
That. Like right into your face. See, here's the thing, bro. Can I tell you something?
Scare the shit out of kids.
Okay, listen.
It don't do nothing. You walk by that bitch, there's fire everywhere, and the snake says like this.
You're right. But would you rather have, because this is what they're going to do, bro. This is what they're going to do. They're going to upgrade the rides and they're going to make them all virtual. They're going to be like all VR rides. I don't like that.
That's whack.
That's what I'm saying. That's the new upgrades now. So I'd rather have that than have every single ride be a VR type experience. I like the VR stuff. I like the VR stuff.
Okay, but can you not agree to fix a fucking snake? You pay $200-$300 for a fucking ticket. You can't fucking fix the snake. The snake, I mean, the coolest thing about Indiana Jones is actually waiting in line in that fucking Temple of Doom.
Yeah, no, my favorite part is when the ball's coming towards you and then you're like, it's gonna hit me. And then you fucking dun 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 dun, dun. You go under.
Dun 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 dun.
Dude.
Dun,
dun, dun. Do you
watch? Ever fight over? I want to drive.
And it doesn't even move.
No. I'm telling you, there needs to be some upgrades. And then, by the way,
you get pissed at the driver for like not paying attention. Yeah. Like, there's a snake over there. Why would you go that direction?
Yeah. Like every like say like my wife or like my friend drives. Yeah. I'm always just roasting as I'm like, bro, hurry up! Watch out! There's fire! Watch out, boo! And I'm like this. Watch out! There's a snake!
Watch out, boo!
And by the way, just like. Just throwing it out there, the Spider-Man, the Spider-Man video game. I'm sorry, the Spider-Man attraction at Disneyland California Adventure is very overrated.
I disagree. Nah. You're on a hating machine for Disneyland. Nah. Bro. It's not overrated. You just suck, my boy. You just suck, my boy.
Bro, you come out of there, sure, with a fat pump, but like, yeah. No. The really cool one is the Toy Story. The Toy Story one.
I'm a beast at that one. I'm a beast, bro. Do you switch arms? You switch it up?
I do. I used to, but now I just keep it one because the accuracy on the left hand just ain't there, brother.
No, I'm pretty.
Matt's laughing because it's true.
No, I'm pretty. Like I can switch it up pretty cleanly.
Yeah,
pretty cleanly.
Yeah,
like I'm always top leaderboard on that game. Yeah.
Now when you're next to me, man.
Bro, I've played with you. I've smacked you. We talked about this.
You've never gone to Disneyland with me. You always go with your other friends.
Okay, we're gonna go there right now. All right, that was one time. And you were on vacation.
But yeah, Disneyland's cool, man. But honestly, I'm not even trying to hate on California because I'm from the West Coast.
Well, do you realize that everything that came out of your mouth...
That looked really douchey.
Everything that comes out of your mouth today was hating. You did not say one positive thing about
Disneyland. No, I'm representing the West Coastians. And I'm the one saying something. Everyone's cool with not the snake moving anymore?
Does the snake not move?
No, it doesn't. It used to go like this.
I think it still
fire.
Does. I think
fire
it still does.
Everywhere.
That's one ride that's literally always broken, though. That ride's always broken. There's always something. They're like, every day that ride crashes at least like one time.
Sure.
And then you have to like come back 45 minutes later.
Because they don't fix it. At least WD-40 that bitch.
I love that ride, bro.
I love it too. It's my favorite ride.
Don't ever go on that ride again.
But once the snake stops moving, like, bro, I already know. And I used to tell people, look, it's going to come. It's coming. And then you just pass by the snake and it looks like it's just... doesn't want to scare you anymore. And that hurts me.
I think it does move, bro. I think you just want
to... It doesn't. Okay, let's go to Disneyland next week.
I'm ready, bro.
Y si no se mueve la pinche culebra, what?
I don't want to go with you because you're a hating ass fool.
Y si no se mueve la pinche culebra, what?
It's going to.
Y si no se mueve, what?
It's going to.
Y si no se mueve, what though? What's the bet? It's going to. What's the bet?
Shit, I'll buy you a shot at a...
No, you buy me a really expensive Disneyland hoodie. The most expensive one they got. I don't care if it's ugly.
Which one is it?
I don't know. We're going to ask.
Like, what's the most expensive shit you got up in here at Mickey Mouse?
Yeah, and you're going to buy me Goofy ears.
You already have Goofy ears, and you look stupid with them.
I have Pluto ears.
You don't even know the difference. You don't even know the difference.
But yeah, what I was going to say is, honestly, like, if you guys are really big Disneyland people, and I know everybody is, everybody loves going to Disneyland, but God, Disney World is something else. Disney World is insanely cool. I'm just going to say that. Disney World is insanely cool. And everybody knows that. But if you didn't know that, well, now you know. Because Disney World is actually insanely cool. And it's fucking massive.
Yeah, it's four parks, five parks. It's huge.
It's like four, I think.
Yeah, I like Disney World a lot. For sure. Yeah, it's cool. Disney World's cool. I like Epcot. Epcot's pretty... The whole concept of Epcot is crazy to me.
Yeah, I like... Animal Kingdom?
Yeah, Animal Kingdom's crazy.
Insane.
Yeah, have you done the safari one where you can like go out and then like you're like with the giraffes
There's real animals.
It's pretty wild. They're almost like... It almost feels like they're animatronics because you're like, damn, they're just like really letting us out here with all these animals?
Yeah.
Like that's how crazy it is.
I was a little drunk when I was like looking at the animals Cuando? And I just... maybe like...
Cuando no?
Funny.
Wow, bro.
Wow, fool. I was there, like, looking at the animals, and I'm like, I'm so drunk. Are they real or not?
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. They don't look real.
Like, I'm like, there's no way that there's a lion 3 feet in front of me, and I'm not inside its stomach yet. There's no way.
It's trained, fool. It's trained.
It's Disney Pixar trained or what?
It's my favorite, bro. I love going on like TikTok and I see these people who are like super friendly with like tigers and stuff. And they're like petting each other's heads and stuff. And they like have raised them. So they have this like certain kind of relationship with them. I'm so jealous of that.
Yeah.
Like I think that's so badass.
It's funny you say that because you know what I'm jealous of? When I see documentaries of these people that were raised in South Africa. Uh-huh. Or something like that, or like in the Congo. And it's always like Caucasian families, like beautiful families that were raised in the Congo, and but they were raised with like silverback gorillas their whole life. And then they'll let them like be in the wild now. And then like 20 years later, they come back and they're all like, Mokono, Mokono, Mokono. And then just this big ass fucking silverback gorilla with the nicest chest comes out. And it just like goes up to that person that, you know, like the brother or something, like the kid.
Yeah.
And then they just hug it out, bro. And I'm like, why did I not live in that life? Why am I here in LA having a podcast with some dummy when I can just be friends with Mokono? Like why can't that be me? Like I'll literally go to my dad and be like, why weren't we raised in the Congo?
It still can. You could raise your family in the Congo, bro.
I don't know if my wife will allow that.
Yeah, I don't think she will allow it either.
But like I get jealous of that.
Yeah,
I'm like, that is so cool.
It's pretty cool.
That is insanely cool. And they know the whole family and like they're having like bananas together.
I feel like it sounds cool in theory. Like, you're like, fuck, that's so cool. Like, have a relationship with, like, a fucking Mokono. Like, that's sick, right? But I think, really doing that, first of all, it's super dangerous because those animals can snap on you at any moment. They'll rip you apart.
They'll
literally rip you apart. Wasn't there a lady who, like, basically, like...
Yeah, her face got ripped apart
by a monkey. And that wasn't even a gorilla.
Exactly. Orangutan.
Yeah.
Orangutan are one of the craziest backstabbing fucking monkeys there are.
Yeah, bro.
Or chimps.
Yeah. So, like, that's what I'm saying. Like, it sounds cool in theory, but it's like, you know.
Yeah, well, I'm just talking about that specific documentary.
What was it? Lion King?
The beautiful Caucasian family that, for some reason, one of the dads or the dad and the mom were like science researchers, or and they obviously have to have sex and they have kids, and those kids are raised by monkeys or chimps or
that's just all they know. Like the kids, all they know. Like the monkey's part of their family.
And by the way, Mokono is just a made up name that I just literally came up with, and I just named the monkey that.
So good name.
It's not. Don't Google Mokono and think you're gonna find a video. You'll find me like this.
That's interesting, bro. I think that stuff is really cool too. I feel like I want a fucking tiger. You know what I mean? Like I want a tiger. Like a Mokono is sick, but a tiger, bro.
Yeah,
a tiger is crazy.
It'll be insane.
Yeah, like and they're so cute when they're like little puppies.
Yeah, and then when they're not little puppies, they're still cute. They're very majestic.
Yeah.
But bro, it'll only probably fuck with you. Anything else? Like you bring a girl over. She's gonna die.
She might. But you gotta, you gotta keep them in a cage. Who's the guy who, I don't wanna butcher his name because I love this man. The guy who died by the stingray, he's like.
Steve Irwin.
No, not Steve Irwin. The guy.
The crocodile hunter?
That was his name, Steve Irwin. That was his name.
Damn, bro, you got all the Australians fucking pissed at you.
Wait,
right
is
now.
That that's his name?
They're pissed at you. There's nothing you can do. Don't edit this out. There's nothing you can do now.
I just wanna make sure that's his name.
Steve Irwin, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So his son.
Yeah. His son's doing it.
Yeah, bro. His son is so like cool. A replica of him.
Yeah.
And I feel like he just he's such a good, what's the word I'm looking for? Like just representing his dad.
Like a good image of his father.
A beautiful image of his father.
Yeah.
And he's
19 and years
so
old.
Kind,
yeah.
And he has like, it's the same story. It's like the same story.
Damn. Imagine just being his son and just like being raised by obviously your dad, Steve, and then just seeing the things that your dad does. And then your dad just passes away by this tragedy that happened to him. And like, what do you tell yourself? You know what I mean? Like, what do you do? Like, what's your story now? What's your destiny as that kid, you know?
Yeah.
And there's probably other brothers and sisters, right? I'm sure there is. Yeah.
I think they had a sister.
But yeah, I know who you're talking about, but damn, what a tragedy. Like,
I think when I first
heard about him, like, dying. Literally the stingray hit him right in the heart.
Right in the heart. Yeah. I think his son handled that situation the best humanly possible way. Bro, I don't think you could do it any better. Like, he, I don't know what the, I'm trying to find the word I'm looking for, because I think he's just such a beautiful reflection of his dad. And I know his dad is so unbelievably proud of him, bro. Like, I just know he's so, so proud.
And he should
we,
be proud.
We don't know the trauma and everything that he went through during that, like, time. But he has come out of it and been such a light to the world,
he's
bro.
He's a gangster.
To the world. So it's crazy, bro.
Let's do this. Let's go on a commercial break.
Yeah.
While we're on commercial, let's get tickets to go to Australia and go see his son.
En Mocono.
En Mocono.
I'm in, bro.
We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. It's La Platica. We have Josh Leib in the building.
Come on, man. I'm here. I'm here. I'm here.
Ciao.
Guys, La Platica, scene 2, take 2.
Dang, you're good.
Come on, man. Sometimes I'm on.
You flex, you know, when you did that.
Hey, I am Kelly Slater.
All right, check this out, guys. So Woo. There's something that we want to tell you guys. We decided to put on the pod. Normally, we probably wouldn't have, but
yeah.
Ever since day one, since Josh and myself, you know, started to be like the dynamic duo, like better than Wisin and Yandel, some say better than Batman and Robin, some say better than
this is all Google,
SpongeBob SquarePants and Patrick Starr.
Yeah,
better than you get what I'm saying. We like, yo, we should get like a chain, or we should get like something, you know, that represents La Platica, that you know, something that only, you know, Josh and myself have, something very like
meaningful
yeah. Because, you know, at the end of the day, we have fun and we're super blessed to have this podcast and it doing well, and that's all because of you guys.
Absolutely.
But we wanted to get ourselves something, because every day we wake up in the morning and we really try hard to make this podcast. So it's basically kind of like a pat on the back for us.
Well, look, dude, look, yes, but don't undermine it. We're proud of ourselves and what we built and how far we've come.
Yes,
this is just like a little token of, like, you know, showing our love for this craft, this thing that we built, right?
Yeah. So,
and we hit up this jeweler who's extremely talented. All right?
Very known.
He's kind of a mystery man. All right. You're not going to see his face. He goes by Junior the Jeweler. This guy is talented. He actually mentioned to us that this is one of his favorite pieces he's ever done. A little backstory. This wasn't something where, like, yo, make us a ring. Like, there is so much behind the scenes where he like did like a whole 3D render. He worked with us on getting the ring where we wanted it to. It's just such a process. And it took about 3 weeks for this thing to come to life. We haven't seen the actual product. This is the first time we're actually getting to see it.
Yeah.
And he's here right now. He's actually behind camera, my camera. And we're gonna get the rings right now.
Yeah, which we've been honestly super excited about. Honestly, obviously it takes time and stuff, but
yeah.
Junior doesn't know this, but me and Josh text back and forth, like, just on our own. And like, bro, you think it's going to be this week? You think it's going to be tomorrow? Like, we are so impatient because we're so excited to do this.
So excited.
So first of all, Junior, you're watching this. Obviously, you're next to me, but you're going to watch this in the video. Thank you so much.
Future Junior.
We appreciate you. You're a master in your art.
Yeah.
Everybody go follow him. Go if you need anything. It's not just like custom jewelry. He has anything from engagement rings to earrings, anything you want. He does it all.
He
does it all.
He actually made my Salud chain that I always wear. So that chain is done by Junior the Jeweler.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. This ain't no play.
Yeah, and there's no play.
You see the chain, it's so real.
He's going to hand us over. We got rings, basically, but we'll show you what kind of rings.
Oh, said that?
Well, you said rings already.
Oh, my bad.
So we basically got rings, but we got special rings.
Excuse me, they're championship rings,
They're championship rings. So because we're celebrating, you know, the success that me and Josh have had.
Yep.
And yeah, I'm excited.
All right.
It's finally, it's coming.
Pull up, G. Pull up, my boy. Thank you, sir.
Damn,
the black bag, too. Come on, bro. Oh, a little silky green bag.
Wow, it's so silky.
So silky, my boy.
I love that.
All right. Oh, so the ring's not in here.
No, there's another box.
My boy. Here we go. Hold on, man. What are you doing? You got to wait for me, man.
Come on, I'm too excited.
This is the reveal. This is like the championship. You know when they do the ceremony? This is the ceremony. Wait, is the ring right away? Is it right away?
Is it right away? Okay.
Is it?
So in 3, 2, 1, dude, you have no idea. I know I'm going to love it. Obviously, we've seen renders and stuff like that.
Wait, but there's no box inside the box, right? It's just a ring. There is a box. Oh, there is a box inside the box.
Okay.
Right.
Okay, cool. Oh. So take it out.
Damn. I love it.
Damn.
Love it. All right, here we go. All right, here we go. The box inside the box, and the rings are inside the second box.
Dude, okay. Not yet. Right, I just wanted right. to, I didn't want to open it backwards.
Oh, okay. Good call. Good call.
Yeah. So right, it's fat sight.
I know how to open up a box ring.
Okay, boom. Josh.
All right, here we go.
Three, two, one. Insane. Insane. Insane, Leva.
Oh my God.
Leva, this is insane.
Bro, this is crazy.
Oh my God.
All right, here's the thing about these rings, y'all. All right, so these are championship rings that we have here, right? Diamond out, okay? There's so much detail in these rings. I'm gonna get a close up for you guys to see.
Yeah.
In the middle, we have the La Platica logo, which is kind of like an homage to a homage. Homage? Doesn't matter.
Amish?
Yeah, it's Amish to the LA Dodgers logo. So we put LP, Dead Center.
Oh my God.
Which is just covered in diamonds. And then the back of that is actually our more diamonds that are our birthstones. Sebas and I. So mine are like a baby blue and his is like an emerald green. And then the top has La Platica. The bottom has our last names. One of the sides has our logo. The other side has like a cool little thing that Sebas and I and Junior created. And then the coolest part. I want to tell them about the coolest part of this ring.
The coolest part about this ring. And by the way, did you tell them about the color?
The birthstone?
Yeah, the birthstone color. Yes. So if you see mine's green. And emerald, and then Josh is what blue is that?
Is it like sapphire? But
a topaz blue, which is beautiful. So that's what distinguishes them. And like I said, it's just one out of two. But the coolest thing is, I believe, and I think I'm gonna get it right.
Damn,
it fits perfect. You press, does it fit perfect?
It fits so perfect.
If you press here on the side,
oh I got it. Hold him. Oh my God. Guys.
Oh, okay, Josh, you got it? So yeah.
So the top of the ring that's beautifully designed turns into a pendant that we can wear as a necklace. So this is the top of the ring that is now a necklace that I could rock as well. Oh
my Lord.
Dude, this is crazy.
Look at this. You just rock it as a necklace.
Yeah. This is crazy. So the little swinging part just pops out, right?
Junior, you have no idea how nice this is. I've never bought myself, just like personally myself, something this nice.
Oh, there we go. Okay, cool. Oh, wait. Bro, this is on some technology shit, my boy.
Wow.
Green bags, there's chains in there.
No way. Oh, wow.
You're a fucking amazing person, Junior. You know that? This is crazy.
This is crazy.
Okay, I'm going to put it on.
All right, I want to practice this because I don't want to mess
it up. Damn, it fits perfect.
Look at that. It's buttery, bro. It's buttery.
Look at that, Leva.
That's insane, bro. It's insane.
And it's diamonds all around.
Come on, man. There's no space for nothing else. Just diamonds everywhere, baby. Damn. No space for nothing else. This is crazy.
Let me see, Leva.
Come on, man. You see it. Damn. What's up? I'm going to be talking like this to our guests. I'm like, what was that again?
Bro, they're better in person.
Can you say that one more time? You know, just I'm gonna have them use my mic. So when they're like talking, it's like the diamond's like right in their face. They're gonna have their own mic, and I'm gonna be like, say it on my mic, actually.
Wait, what? Let me take a sip.
Damn, bro. That's too many rings, bro. That's too many rings.
Wait, what'd you say?
You know what I mean?
Man, Junior, we really appreciate you, man.
Bro,
you're literally a master of your craft. This is
one of many. We gotta get like a ring for every something, you know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure.
I'm gonna be like Jordan. Like, you know, he has like that photo, which is all like,
oh yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
Like six rings.
Yeah.
Damn.
I feel like this is a beautiful way to end the podcast, man.
Yeah.
Hell of an episode.
Yeah. And honestly, once again, I'm super just grateful to have everybody back at home. Just supporting us, for real, real talk. Congratulations to the giveaway winner.
Yes, man. So Stephanie. Yeah. Stephanie, she's going to be at Coachella this weekend. We're going to be announcing another giveaway soon, another Salud giveaway. And this one might be a little bit better. This is literally, it's going to be our third back-to-back giveaway.
I know.
It's a championship ring.
Imagine. And honestly, it's like, it's so nice because, once again, obviously, because having like these giveaways and stuff, it's like such a great opportunity to give back.
Yeah.
Because of how grateful we are that we have our community, you know?
For sure.
And I'm not even going to say like names, but like we've done stuff in the past where other people kind of have like their own community and they have a great community. Everybody does. But there's nothing like the La Platica family mm-hmm. and the community that we have, yeah. you know, backing us up.
Yeah.
And honestly, to me, that's what makes me wake up with a big ass smile.
Well, I mean, just tying what you're saying, bro. Like this ring means everything to us, but it's because of you guys watching us that makes this ring feel so special. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? So I'm super grateful. Really, thanks a lot, man. This is insane, Junior. This is insane, bro.
And I know we always like to talk about everybody else, but just me personally, I want to thank you, Josh, for, you know, always being such an amazing host, an amazing friend to me, somebody who keeps me on my toes.
Come on, man.
Somebody who makes me wake up in the morning and wants to film and is excited to film, excited to execute episodes, you know, just like this one today.
Yes, sir.
Without you ever entering this podcast, who knows what I would be doing? Who knows where this podcast would be? A lot of this, most of this is all because of you, and I'm very grateful to have you in my life.
I appreciate you, G. Now we got something to represent that, baby. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Next time, hey, this is the way I'm going to thank you. If I ever wanted, like, I want you to be like, I just want to say, I appreciate you. I'm going to go, hey, my boy, you see me?
Love it, bro. But yeah, sorry it's such a short episode. I think we'll explain later in the next episode.
The truth is we didn't have Jess, okay?
The truth is we didn't have Jess. I'm leaving to New York, so we had to film a super short one, obviously, and it's a Coachella weekend.
Yeah.
So everyone's a little busy.
I'll be there.
Everyone's a little busy. Unfortunately, I won't be there.
Guys, if you see me at Coachella, by the way, please say hi. Yeah. I want to say hi to you, and you guys can check out the ring, too, in person. You know what I mean? Actually, I might not wear it to Coachella. We'll see.
We'll see. Don't lose it.
I'm going to have Junior make me, like, a replica fake one. Yo, so if I lose it, it's ass.
Yeah. But, yeah, everybody going to Coachella here on the West Coast or obviously all over the world because everybody from all over the world goes to Coachella. Please be safe. Have fun.
Absolutely.
Do protect your
phones. Last year, I got my phone stolen. Protect your phones at all
times. You're also faded.
Very true. Very true.
Have fun, like I said, and take a lot, lots and lots and lots of pictures.
Yep.
November next Monday.
Yeah, next week we have an incredible hilarious guest. This guy stole the show. I'm so excited for you guys to see this episode. A lot of you guys might not be familiar with him, but I promise you guys will become fans after you listen to him.
Top five episode ever.
I totally
dead
agree.
Ass
totally
I'm not agree. Even I'm not even totally joking agree.
yeah
so nos vemos en la próxima plática.
Yes sir, there it is in the books, baby. With the rings, kiss the ring. Yeah. Woo.
Ciao.
See y'all.
Super food.